14 minutes after 4 o'clock, second hour of this extended version of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Getting you ready for the weekend. Lots of guests lined up today, as we mentioned, and it's the return of our Ask the AD segment. And the star of this Ask the AD segment is Dan May, the athletic director at Midview. Dan, thanks a lot for coming in. And, well, you're a really busy man. You've got a lot of stops to make today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you'll be down at the play today. You've got a couple teams in action. You have, of course, right down the road, baseball teams playing at Elyria, softball team playing at the Priebus tournament. So lots and lots going on for the middies. Let's begin with the spring sports here. We'll start talking about the softball team that's playing unbelievably well right now. 15-1 overall, 13-1 in conference play. What's made them so good?
Yeah, they're off to their best start, Coach Ives said, since he's been here. And it's a combination of things. Senior pitching led by Lauren Landers. It's her fourth year. She's pretty much through almost every inning during her career. But she's backed up by a lot of talented underclassmen. There's a really good junior class led by Gabby Shackelford, Faith Hamilton, and then there's a lot of freshmen as well. So it's a team effort. They've been scoring a lot of runs. They've been averaging almost 10 runs a game, I think, which in softball, that's going to help you, regardless of who's on the mound. But we have two solid pitchers between Landers and a freshman, Marcella McMahon. So they're playing really well. They had a big win over Amherst last week. They followed up with a big win over Brecksville. So they're riding high. They'll have some tough games this weekend, but they're playing really well.
Oh, and they're at the Priebus tournament this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Well, weather permitting, right?
Right. They'll open with Perrysburg probably in about 5 minutes and hopefully play Medina either today or tomorrow, and then they have one more game for a three-game weekend.
Nice. Well, of course, I mean, softball playing very, very well. Track gearing up for the SWC Championships in a couple of weeks. Which individuals, you know, going into this thing, you think really have the best chance to come home with a conference championship, maybe move on to those regionals and maybe make it all the way to states?
Yeah, our track team has really grown the last couple of years under head coach Kevin Radigan and Katie Salva. Our talent is, and our depth is really our sprints. On the male side, Keith Johnson, a lot of names you'll remember, Ben Gendix. We're actually without our top returner, who is David Amston. He was a regional qualifier last year, but he hurt his knee, and so he's out for the year. But there's Isaiah Johnson, another basketball player, Edwin Rolott. These guys combined have a lot of talent, and they're using them in different events now, but they'll gear up for that 4x1, that 100-200 as we get deeper in the season.
Dan, season's coming. The school season's coming pretty close to an end here. And after looking back on the year, football obviously very strong. Basketball, you guys had a pretty good season from that standpoint, both boys and girls. And of course, track, baseball, softball. I'm sure I'm missing a few sports in there. Hockey, I know you guys have as well. What do you, as the athletic director, look at and say, look, we had a successful year that year? Is it wins? Is it performances in the classroom? What is it you want? What is it you want?
It's a combination of those things. Like you said, wins are important at the varsity level, but there's all those levels below that where you're developing student-athletes, obviously on the court or on the field, but like you said, in the classroom, in the community, there's a lot of things that our young coaches and our more experienced coaches have done over the last couple of years that have helped develop those student-athletes. So our goal is to always have our community get to know our student-athletes outside of the school, whether they're doing stuff community service-wise or whatever. They see them in the grocery store, they're going to know who they are, not just because they wear number 14 on Friday night, but they're going to know them as a character, high-quality kid.
Well, certainly that's pretty awesome because there's a different identity than just the jersey that you're the number you see in the back of the jersey. That's all very, very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Dan May. He's the athletic director at Midview High School in our Ask the AD segment. Taking a look at these spring sports again, we've alluded to track and softball so far. Well, let's talk about baseball. They're right down the road today. 10-6, right, going into that game against Elyria today. What can you tell us about this team?
They're a senior-driven team. I think there's 10 seniors on the team this year.
Wow.
Yeah, 10, I believe. So they've had a lot of experience. They were a young group last year, and they ended up winning a share of the league title under first-year coach Todd Radica. So they're all back here for year two. There's some tough competition in the league again this year, but they've put together, after a slightly slow start, they won 7 or 8 straight before dropping a couple of games recently. But they're playing well when they can control the defense. They've got really good pitching, and they have some timely hitting, again, just like last year. So they're hoping to make a run in the tournament as we get going.
Well, and there's only a handful of games left, correct?
Yeah, there's ideally 27. Right. So if we play 11 more games, I'd be pleasantly surprised, but we have four more league games at the baseball level.
Okay, so you're realistically looking at maybe 2 more weeks, weather permitting, correct?
Yeah, the tournament draw actually comes out tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. Oh, wow. So we'll find out seeding.
Wow. Wow.
The deadline's at noon, so we usually find out soon thereafter, depending on what that AD is doing, Brian Corey. But so we have one more week of the regular season for baseball, and then that tournament draws start, or the tournament action really starts like the week of the 11th, 12th.
When do you start looking towards the fall? Because that's such an incredibly busy time of the year for you. I know, you know, football takes up a lot of time, but I think people often forget that while so much attention is paid to football, there's 100 other things going on in the fall. When do you start turning your attention to the fall?
We're already almost to the winter, to be honest with you, in terms of preparation, scheduling.
Wow.
I just finished the girls' tennis schedule. We had a couple things we had to add there. But you're actually almost two seasons ahead, working ahead, because you never know what's going to come up every day. So our schedules are set pretty much all for next year, with outside of baseball and softball and some of the spring sports. So you're always two sports ahead. It's a little easier in the spring because it's not immediate. You have that June, July, where you can kind of relax a little bit and not have to get those last-minute things done right away. But like I said, if you're working at least 9 months ahead, you're in pretty good shape.
A lot to talk about when it comes to football with you guys. Before we get to that, though, I'm just curious from your standpoint, what goes into the postseason? You mentioned baseball, softball, coming close to those draws. What's your role in that?
I am actually the district host for volleyball.
Okay.
So in that aspect, and then we hosted basketball forever up until a couple of years ago. So you have a lot of bigger, you have a much bigger role there administratively. Mm-hmm. When it comes to baseball and softball, like I said, Nori Okuma hosted a softball and Brian Corey baseball this couple of years. So we're just making sure the coaches get what they need to fill in their records, help them if they have questions, voting. They're going to bracket style for baseball and softball this year, which is different. In the past, you got to pick where you wanted to play. This year, it's predetermined based on where you fall in the seating.
Uh-huh.
So, and then it's just helping those ADs if they need something. Obviously, you want to make sure your fields are ready for that first round. But even after that, anything they know I have the baseball experience. So if they need anything, I'm there for them.
Well, we'll give you a chance here to, for those who don't know, to kind of talk about your experience. You mentioned your baseball background. You played 4 years in college, correct?
Correct. I was a 1999 Avon Lake graduate. I was actually in this interview booth, I believe, back then, talking about baseball.
Wow.
First team All-Ohio. Went on to play baseball at Marietta. Very successful team career there. We were a two-time national runner-up as a sophomore and junior. My brother Kevin played with me there. So, yeah, I mean, I've been around baseball all my life. It's my favorite sport to play. But I've grown appreciation through my time at Marietta College as their sports information director of all kinds of sports. So it doesn't matter what's going on. I'm going to be there supporting our student athletes.
Dan May, the athletic director at Midview, is our guest here on the Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we mentioned that we'd talk about football a little bit because, you know, given the track record that the Middies have, you got to talk about football when we have you on here. You guys open August 25th against Lorraine. Who are some names to keep an eye on for this upcoming season?
Once again, there's a lot of people we have to replace. First and foremost, obviously, everyone thinks of Dustin Crum, who's off to Kent State University, and we wish him the best of luck there. But just like years past, we've had to replace our line the last 2 years. We've been fortunate enough to have those JV kids step up, and I'm sure that's going to happen this year. I think Coach Shaw will probably have a little different focus. We don't have that Division I quarterback that I know of. Hopefully someone will develop. But we're going to rely on those juniors who's had success, Jacob Snyder in the middle, Ben Gendix in the defensive backfield. Obviously, we're missing Alec Forrest. Someone will step up. Connor Wolf as a running back option. I know quarterbacks, you have Seamus Higley, a couple other guys fighting for that position who provide good leadership. It's going to be a different look, I think, for Midview next year, but hopefully that same work ethic and stuff will carry over to success on the field.
Well, should be interesting. You know, we're not that far away.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. I don't want to think about that yet.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Coach Shaw. And one of the cool things I heard that he did is he brings in some former players to see the guys on a week-to-week basis. And you mentioned that you want people in the community to know who your players are. And that sort of goes along with that. It seems like DJ Shaw buys into that. The players buy into that as well, seeing, look, not everyone's going to go on and do what Dustin Crum does and play at a Division I school. There's other guys who have success as firemen out there, as businessmen out there. They get the opportunity to see that.
Right. It's a big culture thing at the high school level. Like you said, you're going to have that percentage of people that never leave the community or who come back after they go to college or whatever they do to the military. So anytime you can incorporate them into what you're doing is only going to help your kids figure out what the options are moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to help those community members stay involved. And obviously, high school athletics is a huge part of stuff around here. So it's our job to promote those in a positive way to all of our community members.
Sure, and I think when you guys have events that come up, fundraising events, things like that, it always helps when you can identify a kid by just taking a look at him. Like you said earlier, not just identifying them by what numbers in the back of their jersey. I think that is extremely important.
Absolutely. We can't function without our community, whether it's at district level, through their support financially, through taxpayer money, stuff like that. But again, there's booster club organizations that we can't succeed without, and it's that community members that really make those things happen.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you have 100 different places you need to get to a little bit later on today, so we appreciate you coming by in studio and spending some time with us.
My pleasure.
All righty, that's Dan May. He is the athletic director at Midview. On the Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye in the Afternoon, we need to step aside and take a quick break. We have a Cavalier update, and on the back end of that, Matt and I will dive into a little bit more here on Bullseye in the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.